Good evening, I'm Evan and you're listening to the Kinky Crafter Podcast. Tonight is Sunday, April 13th. I had a pretty good weekend. Went out to the club for the TNG sleepover last night and had a pretty interesting time. The crafter sig for the local group was meeting there and did a little class on making a riding crop with a rose-shaped leather head. Got to do that. That took about 2 hours and did a little bit of leather braiding. Some cutting out, some gluing, things like that. I'll be covering that for this week's craft segment. I'm probably going to be doing the actual craft segment tomorrow, though, just because I want to have the time to put together the details and put up some links to the appropriate materials and whatnot. As far as the actual sleepover itself, we had a pretty good crowd. It was a nice amount of people out there, very busy for the evening. It was open play for the group from 7 o'clock up until about 1 or 2 when open play shut down for everyone that wasn't in the sleepover. Things kind of cleared out a little bit, which was nice because all the equipment opens up and things become a little less noisy. Yeah, there's a good amount of TNGers out there, which is really nice to see. It's always good to see when an organization that you that you care about and want to see succeed is doing well. A lot of people put a bunch of effort into organizing the event and putting things together, coming up with the food for the event, that sort of thing. And that is definitely appreciated by everyone. I got to see a lot of old and new faces at the event. That was very nice. It's always good running into people you haven't seen in a little while. Real life sometimes has a kind of tendency to sort of get in the way of our socializing and the things that we'd like to be doing with our time. And, occasionally people tend to, kind of come and go a bit from the public scene. And so, like I said, it was nice. Got to see a few people that I haven't seen in a little while. Got to see some new people out there too. It's always nice to see, people kind of dragging new people in and showing them around, talking to new people and kind of, making them aware of the public scene. So always good to see new faces. And during the, during the event, we had two different classes that were presented. That was pretty interesting. One was on basic fundamental stuff with bondage, a fair amount of fundamentals with single limb and double limb ties, and that sort of thing. Just sort of introducing people to the idea, taking people who hadn't really had a chance to get kind of hands-on experience in the past, and get them handling the rope, getting used to working with it. So I thought that was a pretty good experience. Being a big fan of rope myself, I always like seeing more people getting into it. And there was also a fireplay class later in the evening. That was very fun to watch. I'd actually just finished up a fireplay scene when that started, so it was very, apropos. I like seeing when organizers aren't afraid to put something like fireplay that tends to be, considered by so many way to be a little edgier, one of those kind of things that you don't see as often as a class, because I think it's nice to expose people to some things that they might not have considered for themselves, and teaching them about some of the basic fundamental safety aspects of it, basically showing them that it's not just something that other people do. It's something that anyone with a little bit of time and effort and preparation and understanding can have a good time with. So all in all, I thought the classes went off pretty well. I managed to have a number of really great scenes personally. I got kind of lucky on that regard, and got to do a cupping scene, which I enjoy cupping. It's not an intense, visceral activity, but it's kind of a relaxing, sensual, enjoyable type thing. And plus, it's not too hard to do it in such a way that leaves some pretty interesting marks, which I also enjoy. So between the two, it was an enjoyable scene for me and the bottom, despite it not being really hot, wild, crazy, sexy, whatever. So I thought it was a good scene to get kind of warmed up with. Not too long after that, I got to do a fairly heavy needle play scene with someone who I'd played with before. When you're doing something that's a little heavier like that, where there's a lot of fairly serious safety precautions and blood and everything else involved. It's nice to, while I really enjoy playing with new people and kind of introducing them to it, it's nice to play with somebody that you've played with before where you kind of know what to expect as far as how they're going to react and know, where their tolerance level and whatnot is, you know, like what they're looking to get out of it, what they can take, that sort of thing. That can be very nice. So that one went pretty well. Got to kind of relax for a while after that. Had a nice little dinner there. And then later on, I got to do a scene with a person that I haven't done any rope work with before, and did a suspension with them. It was actually the first time I've used my my portable suspension frame that I designed and built for suspension. So I was pretty excited about that, along with the added benefit of having someone new to play with. That was pretty fun. I think it went really well, actually. I had a really great time. And one of the great things about playing with new people is that you end up with situations that you haven't dealt with before. And you have kind of a chance to learn a lot about how things work for different people, what people are expecting. It basically just helps you grow in general by being exposed to different things, and makes you more more capable and more versatile. And it's just fun to try new things and to see people reacting to things differently. So all in all, that was a really great experience. Things kind of wound down a little bit after that, and kind of mellowed out for a little while. Spent a lot of time just sort of socializing, hanging out, catching up with friends, that sort of thing. And that was really nice. Later on in the evening, after things had kind of died down a lot and it was just the TNG crowd left, I ended up doing another flogging and a little bit of light caning towards the end scene with someone on a St. Andrew's cross, and also got to kind of do a little bit of instruction. There was somebody there who the person that was bottoming to me for that scene was with, and I got to kind of show them a couple things, give them some general tips, advice, describe how a flogger scene can typically be put together. General progression of types of impact, types of floggers to use, that sort of thing. A little bit about the different kinds of techniques, different ways of swinging the flogger, different ways of impacting to achieve different effects, that kind of thing. So that's fun. I always enjoy interacting with new people and teaching people things, especially when it's something that I'm kind of passionate about and that I enjoy myself. So it was pretty good. And ended up kind of hanging out for the rest of the evening, and finally passed out sometime around 4 or so in the morning. Got up in the morning and had a little breakfast. There were some of the other people who were helping out with the event had cooked up some pancakes and whatnot, and that was very nice. Then ended up actually doing another suspension while everyone was sort of packing up and heading out. The person that I had worked with the night before actually wanted to get a little more play in, so I did that, and despite the lights being on in the club and it being Sunday morning, which is kind of an unusual experience sort of situationally, I think it ended up being a fairly good scene. I took a little bit of took some of the ideas that I had from working before and some of the experience that I'd had working with that particular person, and changed some of the things I was doing around a little bit, and I think made it a little more interesting for both of us. So that was fun. And then packed up and finally headed out. Now I'm I'm at home, kind of resting up. The rest of today is going to be fairly low key. I'm kind of just resting and recuperating a little. I'm a little tired and a little bit sore. But, all in all, I really have no complaints. It was a really great weekend. Had a really good time. Really enjoyed getting to spend the time and, socializing with friends and playing with play partners. And it was a really good weekend, all in all. Yeah, I look forward to working on the craft segment tomorrow. So I should have that up sometime tomorrow evening. And I suppose that's about it for tonight's show. As always, I can be reached at evan@kinkycrafter.com, and I look forward to hearing from you. I hope you have a good night.